Hundreds of students and parents flooded the sidewalk near Scarborough High School early this morning. They were protesting the resignation of the school's principal, David Creech. A lawyer for Creech announced today that he has rescinded that resignation and hopes to stay on. But as Robbie Feinberg reports, controversy continues in the district around several policy issues.
We want Creech! We want Creech! We want Creech!
As students returned from February vacation, many were up bright and early in Scarborough. Hundreds chanted near Town Hall, holding up signs with messages saying, "We do not accept your resignation, Mr. Creech." Creech resigned a few weeks ago with little explanation. Junior Claire Merrill says she doesn't want to see him go.
He's been kind of a figure that everyone knows, everyone sees in the hallways, and everyone really, really respects and admires. So we're out here to show our support for him, to show that we don't want him to go and that we think he's done a really great job as our principal.
William Michaud, an attorney for Creech, now says his client has rescinded his resignation. But the circumstances surrounding his original resignation are still somewhat unclear. Creech and school officials haven't publicly discussed the reasons for his resignation. But Michaud says that in mid-February, Scarborough's superintendent told Creech that he wasn't a good fit and needed to resign, or she wouldn't recommend his contract be renewed. Michaud and members of the Scarborough community speculate that part of the decision was due to new policies that have sparked outcry in the district. Those include Scarborough's implementation of proficiency-based education, as well as new school start times. A new school calendar approved by the Scarborough Board of Education earlier this month would push middle and high school start times about an hour later next year, while elementary students would start school earlier.
You know, what I'm told is that he's been nothing but supportive publicly of this, but he has raised questions, as he should, for how some of these initiatives would affect Scarborough High School.
Creech hasn't voiced his opinion on the start time issue publicly, but the issue has clearly divided the community, and many parents and teachers have spoken out against it. Parents worry that elementary students could be put on buses as early as 7 a.m. under the new plan, and are concerned about finding childcare options in the afternoon. Justin Stebbins, the head of Scarborough's teachers' union, read a letter at a recent school board meeting saying that members felt it wasn't the right time to, quote, implement this dramatic a shift in school start times.
And members are anxious about the impact of another partially realized plan that will create hardships for many involved.
And Alicia Giftis, a Scarborough parent who helped organize Monday's protest, says Creech's resignation was the last straw for her.
What hasn't occurred is a compromised implementation, and the fact that that's what the faculty members were asking for and that's what got us here with this forced resignation, I think that's outrageous.
Organizations such as the American Academy of Pediatrics recommend later start times for middle and high schools. And other area districts, including Biddeford, Saco, and Old Orchard Beach, pushed their high school start times later as part of a regional approach in 2016. Biddeford Superintendent Jeremy Ray wouldn't comment specifically on the situation in Scarborough, but says that in his own district, pushing start times later for middle and high schoolers 2 years ago required months of listening and responding to concerns from officials and parents.
The research is so clear. It just needed to happen, and we worked hard to make it happen with a great group of administrators and parents and community support who kind of got behind this, and when we found an obstacle, we tried to figure out a way that we could best solve it for everybody in the community.
Ultimately, the changes in Biddeford and other districts were somewhat less drastic than in Scarborough. In Biddeford, the new school calendar only pushed back elementary school start times by 20 to 30 minutes, as opposed to 50 minutes for some elementary students in Scarborough. And school officials say that after almost 2 years with the new school schedule, they've seen some positive results. In Biddeford, Ray says attendance was up last year, and the atmosphere in the morning is noticeably improved.
Calm, nicer, positive. I think that's been something that's been beneficial.
Welcome back from break. You guys got out pretty early, didn't you?
Back in Scarborough, high school principal David Creech high-fived his students on Monday as they walked into school following the protest. Creech wouldn't comment on his employment situation, but he says he's thankful for the support.
I mean, I really appreciate this. And I love our students and staff. We have a great community, and I'm just proud to be their principal.
Scarborough superintendent and board chair didn't respond to requests for comment. However, last week, both released separate statements saying they were working with students as their primary focus. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.